High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of common interest. This spring season, we're delving into the High Plains and its sense of place. The first work we're discovering is Kent Hariff's Plainsong. Here's our book discussion leader.
Hello, radio readers. I'm Jane Huerta, discussion leader for HPPR Radio Readers 2016 Spring Read of Plainsong. I've been thinking about the people of Hariff's fictional community of Holt, Colorado. Is it just me, or is this an ugly place with some ugly people? Look, for the first half of the novel, give or take a few pages, teenagers seem to have a lot of recreational yet rough sex. Fathers prowl bars, a woman is harassed by a coworker, mothers abandon their children, teenagers bully each other and brawl with their teachers. Not a pretty picture. But then, we are given Mrs. Stearns, the elderly shut-in whose son died years previously in a war Hariff doesn't name. Mrs. Stearns is a chain-smoking ancient on Ike and Bobby's paper route. One afternoon, she teaches the boys to make oatmeal cookies. She tells them, if you can read, you can cook. You can always feed yourselves, not just here, but at home, too. Useful advice, right? But it's poignant, isn't it, that this lonely, isolated woman recognizes, as their father doesn't, not until very late in the novel, that no one is around for Ike and Bobby, no one is at home to feed them, literally or metaphorically. And the McFerrins, the old bachelor brothers, who seem to represent all that is good in human nature, the ones who take in the homeless and pregnant Victoria, well, they don't even appear until the middle of the novel. How is it that these rugged individualists, these old men, as Hariff calls them, offer hope for humanity? In a forum post, it was asked why, in the last third of the novel, why, after they discover Mrs. Stearns dead in her apartment, do Bobby and Ike seek out the McFerrins? We might also ask why Victoria wants to stay with them. I'm not sure this is the answer, but I do notice that most people in Holt seem to be in flux, their relationships, perhaps even their convictions, all the time shifting, changing, realigning as they search for something or for someone. In contrast, Mrs. Stearns and the McFerrins seem grounded, rooted, we might say, to a particular place, rooted in caring for other people. Yet, and this makes me feel sad, these elders seem, well, I'll say it, they seem idyllic. Their values seem a little old-fashioned, don't they? Will the ways of living that these elders represent pass when these elders pass? What do you think about the people of Plainsong? Do they represent us well, we living, breathing folks of the High Plains? Post your responses at our online forum, hosted by Rebecca Kane, and available through our website at hppradioreaders.org.
Thank you, Jane. Every day you'll hear more voices sharing their thoughts about the books we're reading, discovering more about this place we call home. I'm Cindy Talley, and I'd like to invite you to join in the discussion online at hppr.org. Just look for the Radio Readers Book Club on the Features drop-down menu. That's online at hppr.org.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.